fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. For silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the
employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. And it's doubled the last 4 years. Now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing annual deductible $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the money. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The kid is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement or HRA plan that will pay up to $1,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. The new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employees all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA Conduct. Core Documents is primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance and Core Documents to help you with design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-E, document, plural, .com.
Since 98, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemicals, radiation, SG, and aspartame poisoning. We all train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and today sign up on the web to receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter feed. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, our website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet, political intrigue and treachery, the sewer of slain bondage, where perverts and the gods write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, care organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Had enough? Isn't it to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a red line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call right now, 1-800-313-9443.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. We had a momentary power outage. It was only 1 second, but it was knocked out everything that we were doing here, at least in my end. I was in the process of introducing my special guest, Jim Lycan. Jim is a gentleman who is multifaceted and multi-talented. He can do a segue from doing a performance for children where he's dressed up as a grandpa character to becoming a editor of video to being a webmaster, just all in the same day. I mean, what a guy. But the reason he's on today is because Jim is also a very strong Christian, and the message of the John Moore Show is preparation. And as I said earlier, and I say this frequently, as I have been for ever since I've been back on Republic Broadcasting here for over 3 years, the foundation of preparation is spiritual preparation. And what Jim brings to the table is very unique. Many of us have been around to see all kinds of different programs presented by different pastors for different reasons, and it's highly unusual to see something new under the sun. However, that's exactly what Jim Lycans brings to the table. It's a new way, a unique way, for Christian men to share their faith with other men. And with no further ado, Jim, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay. You're on Skype, and I'm not, I believe, at the moment. But hopefully we'll get that corrected soon. Jim, tell me, sir. You came up with this idea using a character out of the Bible who was a Roman gladiator. What is the name of that character?
Well, his name is Julius, and he's spoken of in Acts 27. He was a centurion, not a gladiator.
But that's the right. Genesis.
The genesis of this idea happened in a hotel room in Antananarivo, Madagascar, about a year and a half ago. And I had gone over there to produce a video for the World Relief Department of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And before I went, I had made a commitment to do a performance for a ministry here in St. Louis, Family Shield Ministry. And I had developed this character, Julius, and I borrowed a costume from a local church, and they had everything but a sword. So I went to eBay and I bought myself a Roman gladius sword, and it got here the day before I was to leave for Madagascar. And when I travel a lot of times, the first couple nights or so, I can't sleep in a foreign country. And so I was laying in bed thinking about this sword, and I thought to myself, man, wouldn't that make a neat retirement gift for a pastor? Because Paul says in Ephesians 6 to put on the whole armor of God, and he goes through the whole stuff. But then he says, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So then I laid there a little bit longer, and I thought, well, wait a minute. If a guy's been a pastor for 30, 40, 50 years and he's retiring, he knows what battle he's been in, because the battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against the powers and principalities of darkness.
Absolutely.
And, you know, our nation is in a battle against the powers and principalities of darkness. You know, if the whole concept of holy jihad, you know, is the powers and principalities of darkness. And so I thought to myself, well, why give this to a man when he's leaving the ministry? Why not give it to young pastors when they start their ministry to remind them? Yes, to remind them that they're in a battle. But then I thought, you know, when Paul wrote that letter to the Ephesians, he was talking to the people in Ephesus. He wasn't talking to a couple pastors. So it's the responsibility of all men and all Christians to put on the whole armor of God, to be prepared to stand against the evil forces which would seek to destroy them and their nation and the world. And so the concept of the Order of the Centurion, based upon Julius, and also the centurion at the cross who confessed that surely this is the Son of God, I saw it as a way of equipping men to become what they should be, which is warriors.
Well, Jim, I think you hit on something here that's very unique, and I know the next step that you and I are going to talk about is how men can share their Christian faith in a very easy way with other men, either in an office, professional environment, or in their homes, either one, by the use of this sword, just simply being on the wall. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, I'm frequently referred to as a man's man for a lot of reasons, but I know most men are like me when it comes to it, walking into an office or a living room or a man's private office in his home. If there is a sword on the wall, I'm going to ask about it. I can't help it. And I think most men are the same way. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree.
Well, and that's it. That's what's unique about Jim Likens and his program. Of this Spiritus Gladius. It's so totally unique, especially in this day and age of these wimpy feminist related Christian church things going on. I mean, the last thing these feminized Christian churches want is any kind of weapon of war around, even a 2,000-year-old Roman short sword.
You're right. I was talking with a pastor about, you know, because the battle is fought with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, I said to him, why not take one of these and place it above your pulpit where you preach, so the people can understand that this is the weapon that you fight with? And he said, I don't think the ladies would like it.
Absolutely.
And I said, Pastor, your church is not about the ladies. Your church is about the battle of Jesus Christ against the powers and principalities of darkness.
Well, you know, Jim, you know, 70, 80 years ago, it was the men who took the women and the children to church. That's been reversed now. If anybody goes at all, it's more likely to be the women, and the women encouraging the men to go. Is that somewhat accurate?
Well, statistics show that less than 40% of the people in church are men.
Well, there we go.
It also shows the latest George Gallup poll and the latest Barna poll shows that every year fewer and fewer men go to church, and more men will say church is for women.
Absolutely.
You know, my mother gave me birth, and I was really glad about it. And if men simply think that church is for women, if they are willing to stay away from where they are fed with the word, are they willing to go to hell because they're afraid they're going to be a sissy? It's really stupid.
Well, it's been a maturing, changing thing over a period of years where these churches have gotten to where they are, Jim. And your program with the Spiritus Gladius is a way for men one-on-one to approach other men in a non-threatening male environment to share their faith and share their Christian values. And go ahead.
Well, you know, John, there are very few Christians, maybe apart from pastors and a few very sainted individuals, but very few Christians look for opportunities to talk about Jesus Christ.
I agree.
You know, and I think it's because we grew up with this with this mantra: you don't talk about politics and you don't talk about religion. Now, if Jesus said, "Go ye therefore into all the world, teach, baptize, etc.," then why not talk about religion?
Absolutely.
If I claim to be a child of God and a brother of Jesus Christ, and I am committed to his command to go into the world, there's got to be something more than buying billboards that have the Ten Commandments on it.
Absolutely.
It's personal.
Absolutely.
John, people who come to church for the first time, for the most part, are invited by a friend. They don't come because of a slick television commercial. They don't come because of a radio commercial. They don't come because of a billboard, unless they happen to be of that denomination and they move to a new town and they find a church. But I'm talking about the people who maybe, you know, have fallen away from church, or they grandma took them to Sunday school when they were a kid, and after that they haven't done anything. And these people are brought by a friend, and usually, John, it's in a type of some crisis, be it a divorce, an illness, losing a job. And if we aren't going to talk about Christ, if we aren't going to invite, how will these people ever find peace and hope?
I don't know, Jim, but the focus of the John Moore Show is preparation and getting ready for hard times that will be of biblical proportion. And personally, I want to be surrounded by men with strong Christian values. That's who I want around me in hard times. And I want to encourage everybody listening to this show to consider who they want around them in hard times. Those who are godless with no faith, or those who have strong Christian values. That's what it's going to come down to. And this is a way, ladies and gentlemen, for men to share their Christian faith with other men in a non-threatening manner and open up that conversation and get it going and bring them to this realization. Break coming up. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 29th of April, 2007. We're visiting with my friend Jim Likens, and we're talking about a way to, for men, Christian men, to share their Christian faith and Christian values with other men in a non-threatening manner. Now, if you go to my website, I just found this out. This is news to me. TheLibertyMan.com, you can see Julius, the centurion, right there on my website, on the right side, just a little bit down from the top, and he's standing there in full Roman armor, Roman centurion armor, with his Roman short sword, ready for battle. Obviously ready for battle. If you click on the gold helmet right below Julius there, you'll be at the website where all the details about the Roman short swords are. And that's at thelibertyman.com. That's where you go to, thelibertyman.com, to get all this great information. Now, we're going to have a two-minute and something second segment coming up here. This is an engineering challenge for all of us here.
Well, it's not going to work, John.
It's not going to work. Well, no, the engineering challenge is too much for the engineers, but
yeah,
we will press on regardless.
No, it's my computer. Okay. It's not your.
Well, we're all engineers here, gentlemen. So we'll do this the next time.
Yeah.
And we're not going to worry about that.
I'll send Manny a CD and he can roll it down there.
Okay. Not an issue. There's other ways of skinning this cat. Now, Jim, tell me. I've held this sword in my hand. This is an impressive piece of equipment. If a Roman centurion was to pick up one of your swords, he would instantly recognize it for what it is. It's not quite museum quality, but I'll tell you, it's right up there. It's very close to museum quality duplication of a 2,000-year-old Roman short sword. And the way it's mounted is in a very professional manner. This is an attractive piece. It could be in the CEO's office of a Fortune 500 company, and something a CEO of a Fortune 500 company would not be ashamed of to have on his wall, because it's very well done, very professionally displayed. And tell us about the sword and what's engraved on it.
Well, the sword is the blade of the sword is an unsharpened blade. It comes with a dull blade for safety purposes.
Well, mine will be sharpened. When I get mine, it's going to be sharpened. Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay. And then laser engraved on the blade are the Latin words Spiritus Gladius, which means sword of the spirit, which, as Paul said, the sword of the spirit is the word of God. The sword is then mounted on a two-layer oak backboard. The bottom layer is going to be in a dark red mahogany. The top layer of oak will be in a natural oak. There's patent pending brackets that keep the sword locked into the backboard, so a child or someone with sticky fingers can't take it out without a special tool. And then the way it mounts on the wall after it is mounted, there are plugs that you glue in so that no one can get to the screws. And when you get one of these, you get extra sets of plugs in case you move. But you know,
I've inspected personally the mounting you're talking about, Jim. You'd basically have to rip apart the entire wall to get the sword off.
That's right. Yeah. So it's.
It's not going to be stolen by stealth, in other words.
No. It will. They'll have to walk out with a sheet of drywall or something, or a couple studs.
You'd be breaking out chunks of 2x4 to steal this sword. But go ahead.
Yeah. The mounting holes are set at 32 inches, which most wall studs are set on 16-inch centers, so you can put this right into the stud.
Absolutely. Our break's coming up. We got a caller calling in. Our call number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. This Sunday, the 29th of April, 2007. Jim, we've got our first call. Are you ready for a call?
Yeah.
All right. We've got Glenn from Montana. Glenn, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I grow a little weary of this pin the tail on the donkey of even those who say they are Christians. Do you want to know why men don't go to church? How about the pastor's wife that got involved in a scam, a banking scam, and when she got caught, she promptly shoots her pastor husband dead? These are the women that infest the churches today. And if you don't believe that, we can always go back to the Bible, 3:16. Moreover, the Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with extended necks and wanton eyes, mincing as they go and make a tinkling with their feet. It's the same thing with the universities today. The university percentages for Indiana, 58% female. Men in this country are marginalized and hated. And when I see women in America marching in the streets to restore respect for men and respect for fatherhood and respect for the family, we will begin to turn the tide. And until then, I married a foreign woman. I'm happily married. You guys can deal with the rest of it off the air. Thanks.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it. Let me start here, okay. Jim, and then you follow up. Glenn made some good points, and let me touch on a couple of things that Glenn mentioned and a couple he did not. Here's something Glenn did not mention, and that's the feminization of the U.S. military, especially the U.S. Army, where women are being integrated into the Corps, into combat arms. The only non-combatants in the U.S. Army are the medical corps and the chaplains. Everybody else is a rifleman first. And these girls are being brought in and not told, and it's having a dramatic and disastrous effect on morale, on and esprit de corps, and combat effectiveness. And in that regard, I agree with Glenn. Now, Jim, I'd like you to touch on the following, the feminization of Christian churches and the effect that's having on men and their desire to or not go to church.
Well, first I want to say the situation that he mentioned with the pastor's wife involved in a banking scam and then killed her husband, you know, that's a unique situation, and that is not one that is,
well, that was an anomaly.
I mean, yeah.
And pastor's wife's committing murder is highly, highly unusual.
Yeah. Now, I think there's probably a lot of pastor's wives who'd like to sometimes, you know.
Well, yeah, but it's a tough job being a pastor's wife.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, John, when you look at women in the church, they were redeemed by Christ. They play an important role. In fact, the first person who found out that Jesus was resurrected from the dead was not a man, it was a woman. The
Absolutely.
First human who saw Christ was a woman. Now, the feminization of the church has nothing to do with women being women. It has to do with pastors wanting to be popular.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Jim. I could not agree more. And
you know,
yeah, you're right.
When I was a pastor, I'm a pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and when I was in the parish, I had a lot of problems because I really didn't have a need, or I didn't set out to be popular with the women. And, you know, I had a lot of women leave the church because of things that they had been doing for years, which were not biblically correct, but they thought they had the right to do it. And I said no, and they left. And the what you bring up about the feminization of the military, I think that's a political process. That's not because the men say, well, we want the women to go fight.
Oh, but well, I agree with you. And it's the primary driving force are female officers, field grade female officers. And of course, it began back in the early 70s when a friend of mine was at West Point when the first female cadets entered the cadet corps. And mm-hmm. of course, that was more than 30 years ago. And now these women are field grade officers and they're the driving force.
Yeah. Well, it's important to remember again that it is the man's responsibility, as Paul says in Ephesians, I believe it's 5, you know, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. You are the head of the family. And being the head of the family, as the head goes, the body goes. And if the head is spiritually asleep, if the head is spiritually ignorant, let me tell you, that's just the way the kids will grow up.
I could not agree more, yes.
And when you look statistically at families where the father worships with the children, later in life, the divorce rate of those children is lower, the crime rate is lower, everything is lower. That's how important a man is to his family. And I was up in Moberly, Missouri this weekend, and I was up there last night as Grandpa Jim, the character you talked about, and then this morning I preached as Julius in the armor and whatever that people can see if they go to thelibertyman.com and click that link. But last night I was talking with some people, and I had my Gladius there in my box I carried around in, and was talking to this man, and he was agreeing, and his wife said, our church needs this because we keep losing men. Our church.
Well, that's a very insightful woman to make that statement.
And what I have found, and going back to the comments of Glenn, what I have found, John, is the people who really support this the most, who say the church needs it, are women, because they see what their husbands have done and not done.
I agree. This is a way, gentlemen, and I know this audience. I talk to these men and women every week. I know you gentlemen out there listening to Jim and I talk. You know what we're talking about is accurate, and I'm on the phone with you guys and on email. I know you're always searching for ways to share your faith with friends and family. This is a way to do it, a non-threatening way to share your Christian faith and values with men in your life who might be friends, might be family, might be coworkers, professional acquaintances, whatever they might be. A non-threatening way to have an entree. That sword on your wall of your office will be an entree to sharing your faith.
And John?
Go ahead.
You've made that comment several times. Let me just tell you how easy this is. You know, Jesus said to Peter and the disciples, I'll make you fishers of men. And when we think of fishing, we got to get the boat. We got to go to Bass Pro Shop. We got to buy the new reel, and we got to do all this stuff. This program is designed to be like the silver carp out here in the Mississippi River, which were in catfish ponds in Mississippi. And when the floods of 93 happened, they washed out. People brought them in there to keep the algae down, but now they're in the Mississippi River, and there's one thing they hate. They hate motorboats. And boats will be going up the river, and these 40-pound fish are jumping into boats and breaking noses and arms and knocking people out of boats.
Right.
Well, when a man has one of these swords on his wall, a guy comes in, and like you had said earlier, they are attracted to a sword. And this is a beautiful sword. The woodwork is beautiful. But then they ask the question, what do those words mean? And all the man has to say is, that's Latin, spiritus gladius, that's Latin for the sword of the spirit, which Paul says is the word of God. And I am a member of the order of the centurion. And like the centurion on Calvary who said, surely this is the Son of God. Sir, I am not ashamed to tell you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What do you think?
That's about as simple and straightforward as it could possibly be, Jim.
And the fish has jumped into the boat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the way to get more information on the sword and the new group that you're forming is by going to thelibertyman.com and clicking right below the image of the centurion. And
now,
on
the website, the Order of the Centurion, a lot of the details aren't up there yet because it's a
work in progress.
Well, now I'm going to say it's a massive undertaking.
Well, it is.
Because you see, I'm not just interested in getting four guys at a Baptist church in Jackson, Mississippi, and four Lutherans in somewhere. I want this to be a national organization that is nationally recognized as the organization that Christian men want to belong to. And why? So they can be fishers of men and having fish jump in their boat. So they can be the leader of their household. What I would love to see in the years to come, John, is for a young boy growing up who could not wait until he's 18 years old to be able to join the Order of the Centurion and have his own sword like his father.
That would be neat. That would be truly wonderful.
And you know, your audience is all across the country, and I'm interested in starting these groups all across the country.
What about Europe, Australia, New Zealand? That's for our audience also.
Well, I have to tell you something interesting. A man with a very prestigious foundation called me up the other day, and he is traveling to Estonia on Tuesday for the consecration of a bishop there. It's the Lutheran Bishop of Siberia. And he called me up, and he wants to present this new bishop with a Spiritus Gladius sword as a gift. So I have become worldwide.
Well, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Of course, some of these places, I'm not sure how you can even ship a sword to England or Australia anymore. It's probably illegal. they've gotten so carried away with silly laws. But that's good to know.
We'll open up factories there.
All right. Jim, when somebody joins the group of centurions that you've got going, are they obligated to do anything or be something, or what's involved in that?
Well, what will when I get all the stuff done, the one thing and the primary thing when someone wants to join the Order of the Centurion is a willingness to confess their faith. And there will be a statement of faith that they will agree to. And, you know, if they read it and they can't agree with it, then, you know, I guess it's like, you know, John, when you join the military, part of the oath is, will you uphold the Constitution of the United States of America?
It's not uphold, defend. Defend.
Or defend, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and if someone is not willing after reading the statement of faith that will be with the Order of the Centurions that says, well, I can't quite do that. Well, you know, we love you anyway, but you can't be a member.
Right.
And the ownership of a Spiritus Gladius is not a requirement to be a member of the Order of the Centurion. And, you know, the sword that I have that is on the solid oak, the double layer solid oak, the retail price on that is on the website. But we have another Spiritus Gladius, which is what we call our starter sword, which somebody can order the backboard later for $74.95, that comes on a stand that they can put in their office or their home and still have an opportunity to extract that sword from its scabbard, and the other guy will say, that's wonderful, but what does that mean?
Absolutely.
And that's the most important thing. What does that mean?
And then be prepared to answer the question.
Absolutely. You know, Paul said, you know, be ready in season and out of season to defend the faith. And in season is standing around church with a bunch of people you know, and you're comfortable saying, hey, I'll pray for you. And out of season is being out at work and being willing to find the opportunities to tell someone that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Well, I know this is a massive undertaking. Do we have a timeline for everything to be up and running?
Well, I had a meeting on Friday with a church official in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and we're going to be getting together some focus groups some influential people. One of the big obstacles is the financial needs for rolling this out on a national level. You know, I could start one person at a time, and of course that's how Jesus started. But I'm not God, so you know,
right.
I need a little bit more than one. And so you know, getting the finances put together, and we're still discussing whether to start a 501c3 or to become part of another nonprofit. And you know, I'm hoping by this time next year, though, my dream by this time next year is to have 1,000 members in the Order of the Centurion located in 10 to 15 legions. Now, a legion is going to be made up of men in a particular congregation or church. And they will meet on a monthly basis. There will be an opening devotion, there'll be a Bible study, but then there is specific time set aside for what we're going to call war stories. What happened in the last 30 days with your sword? What wars against the powers and principalities did you fight in confessing that Jesus Christ was the Son of God? And one thing that will happen, John, is there will be men who, upon hearing of other battles, will want to join that battle, and they will find the courage to do that.
Absolutely. And I think you've got a good handle on male communication, male style of communication, and what makes things happen in an all-male environment. Now, this is going to be an all-male organization. Is that correct?
Yes, it will. Now, you know, And where I was up in Moberly, Missouri, I had more than one woman say the church really needs this, you know. And in the military prior to 1970, there were roles that women had played, effective roles in terms of medical and clerical and so forth. So I'm going to, when we get these focus groups together, I'm going to have to let some other people.
Okay, we got a break. Stay tuned. Hold on, Jim. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. We're just about to wrap up this show. Jim, there's an offer you want to make to pastors and businessmen out there to come and make presentations. Tell us what that is real quick.
Yeah, if there's someone out there, say within 300, 400 miles of St. Louis, who has the courage to step up and say, I want to be part of this, and if you're a person of influence, if you know people in your community, if you're a leader, and if you could book a conference room at a local Holiday Inn or a restaurant, and if you could invite 10 or 15 men to come, I'll show up. They can meet Julius. Julius's presentation this morning where I presented it at a church in Moberly, Missouri, it touches people's heart. And like Jesus, men weep. And I'll show up, and we'll get a group. We'll get an order of the centurion started in your community, and you'll be the primus pilius, which is the head centurion of that area. But you have to be willing to take the risk to invite a friend, an acquaintance, and say, I want you to come see something that's really, really unbelievable.
Now, there's a phone number people can call you during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. What is that number?
314-308-5203.
That number is 314-308-5203, Monday through Friday during normal business hours. And that will get you in person, live and in person. Jim Likens.
Live and in person. Or they can, I don't have an email up on the Spiritus Gladius site yet, but they can email me at jim@jdlvideo. Just darn lucky, jdlvideo.com, jim@jdlvideo.com.
Juliet Delta Lincoln, Lima, right, okay.
Yeah, I don't know all those, I don't know. I know Greek, you know, but I don't know that stuff you military guys do. You know.
Well, you hang out on the radio.
I saw Checkpoint Charlie was named after Charlie Brown, you know, so, you know.
Now, Victor Charlie is right out of the phonetic alphabet, by the way. VC, Victor Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, you can see photographs of the sword and get more information at my website, thelibertyman.com, and see your image. The centurion there is Jim Likens, ready for battle.
That's me.
That is him.
Ready for battle.
Ready for battle, absolutely, at thelibertyman.com. Jim, I want to get you back on here in about a month, and I want this your website to be a bit more progressed, where you've got email contact information and more ready to go here on the order of the centurion.
One thing I just want to say real quick about centurions. I wasn't in the military, John, and I didn't go to Vietnam, but I heard that the most dangerous person to be was like a second lieutenant.
In terms of how long you're going to live, yes.
Yeah. Well, see, a centurion was a rank from a lieutenant up to a colonel, but the way a centurion fought, he fought out in front of the men, and I want these guys to call me and be out in front.
Okay, that's it. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. You all have a great week, and God bless America.
True, gold and silver.